to Australia, where there has been a surprise 7% lift in building approvals after 3 months of falls. Approvals for both houses and units climbed last month, despite economists tipping another small decline. The CPI this week showed a near 6% rise in construction costs over the past year, and the rate hikes so far are expected to slow approvals in the second half of the year. But the Reserve Bank's chief economist, Sarah Hunter, does not believe the housing downturn has a silver lining in helping prevent another rate rise.
We don't just mechanically respond to what happens in the housing market and when the housing market is softening. And so we're really what we're paying attention to is that activity channel and what it therefore means for the labour market and inflation. That's the monetary policy response.